Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We played Cheers 2 today. First day in a long while that we did Cheers 2. Somebody won $50 at Funky Buddha, which is always great.
Go check out the hard seltzer.
Yeah, that special. Funky Buddha hard seltzer is good stuff. So we're a little bit late starting this hour. We apologize. We had the movie review there with Jay Figg, and we had played Cheers 2 in the 4 o'clock hour, and we just kind of got a little bit behind schedule, so we apologize on that. Amazingly, today's show has flown by, and I think everyone has enjoyed the mix of social commentary and regular radio hijinks that we've given. We're doing our best. Let's get headlines here with our friend Alejandro Solana.
Locally here, we did have a headline pertaining to the Miami Dolphins. They signed seventh-round pick Malcolm Perry. That leaves just three unsigned picks that the Miami Dolphins selected in the 2020 draft: Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghene, and Robert Hunt.
Okay.
I got this notification from ESPN 13 minutes ago that the NFL has decided all training camps this summer will be held at the team's main practice facilities.
I wonder why that is.
Probably because, like, I know the Cowboys go out to somewhere crazy, you know, some college or something. I guess the NFL can regulate it better if you're in your facility with
you know what? Yep, you're right. Stay at your house, so you're not stuck. Yep. Because you guys used to stay at the dorms in Davie, at Nova, right?
Yeah, no, we stayed in Renaissance.
Oh, you did? You stayed at a hotel?
We stayed at a hotel all through camp. And then, when the young guys come down, they'd be at the Renaissance Hotel. And then the older guys, obviously, we have our houses. But, yeah, I know some teams – I was with the Dolphins my whole career, but I know a lot of teams – travel to places, but then you have to trust that their janitors now are cleaning up and keeping everything cleanly and whatever. So yeah, right. I think this is about controlling the situation.
And also, I would imagine there are some that do stay at dorms. Like I remember from Hard Knocks, there are some that are dorms, yeah. And I would imagine those colleges and universities, they don't want people there. They're trying to social distance. They're trying to get ready for their students. They're trying to reconfigure campuses and whatnot, like as Dr. Julio Frank told us. So yeah, it probably just makes sense. Yeah, have it at your facility.
And that whole let's get away from the world to concentrate on football, that is so outdated.
Right.
These guys can know anything with all the social media, computers, phones, email. You don't have to get away. That was the 1960s stuff.
Yeah.
Just stay where the hell you practice and get ready for the game.
You know what? That is such an outdated, like, yeah, it's us against the world, and we've got to get away from all the distractions of being at home and whatnot. And, you know, and then you're at a hotel 10 minutes from your house. And 20 minutes from South Beach.
Come on, man. It's silly.
What else do you have in the headlines, Solana?
A Florida judge, specifically here in Miami, always a Miami tie, it seems like. They ruled Zion Williamson must answer questions under oath about his Duke eligibility after denying his request to avoid inquiry. And according to ESPN, Zion's attorneys are expected to file an appeal with Florida's 3rd District Court of Appeal.
How big is that oath? If he got to get under it, it got to be big.
Listen, Zion Williamson slander is not allowed on this program. You know he is a future Hall of Famer. A future Hall of Famer, I said it. Probably a multi-season MVP for the league.
Yeah, major league eating.
From what I saw, you can hook him up
with George Shea. We'll get George Shea and hook him to get them together. He'll be Hall of Famer.
You just wait. I wish New Orleans was going to be in the NBA playoffs because, man, he would be able to shut you up.
He needs to shut his mouth first.
Would have been the Zion show, to be honest.
It would have been the Zion show. 100% agree. Would have been the Zion show. All right, anything else, Solana?
Paula Deen's going to be there, too.
I didn't mention this yesterday. I forgot to mention it, but ESPN, they released their NBA awards predictions. They had Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat winning the Most Improved Player of the Year award for 2020.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. That would I would certainly advocate for that. We talked about it. He was a role player, right? He's a role player behind Hassan Whiteside. We said a number of times, like, do you think he'll ever be an all-star? And, no. And now he is. So that's improvement.
I'm telling you. And I looked for somebody. After we talked about it earlier, I kind of looked around, tried to find stats and all. He should win it. He's the number one guy. I said top three. I think Bam wins that award.
I saw an insane stat the other day. I don't know if it's really a stat. There was no numbers behind it, but Bam Adebayo initiated more offense at the top of the key during the 2020 season than LeBron James, which just
really?
Seems, right, it just seems absurd. It seems like it's not possible considering LeBron's essentially a point guard, but when you really watch Miami Heat basketball, you realize Bam Adebayo is bringing the ball up the court most of the time for the Miami Heat, and he's able to run in transition. It's a phenomenal player we're watching grow here in Miami.
Wow. Anything else?
Yeah, guys. We do have some unfortunate news here in the basketball community. Baltimore and Washington Bullets legend Wes Unseld, he passed away this morning after a lengthy battle with health issues and most recently pneumonia.
All right. I'm glad you put your sad voice on for that because that's what I was trying to teach you several weeks ago. Because you heard the change in tone there, right? Yeah, guys, I'm sad. Like you heard that's and that's how a good newscaster does that. But Solana, I want to go into the archives in the next segment, and this just kind of happened because earlier in today's show, in the 2 o'clock hour, Solana did his headlines. He never mentioned that Wes Unseld passed away, and my guess is because he doesn't really know who he is. I mean, Solana's 26 years old, so I don't think that he realizes that it's an NBA legend. Although there are times, too, where Solana, now that I think about it, didn't you send condolences directly to David Stern when he passed away?
Yeah, I did.
So, yeah, maybe he's just not good with this death stuff. Maybe that's
that's
not his wheelhouse. Anyway, Solana had the news at the 2 o'clock hour. He didn't mention the Wes Unseld passing. And so during a commercial break, just off the air, I said to him, hey, what about the Wes Unseld story? And he said, yeah, I've got it right here. But I go, well, what good does that do? What do you mean you have it right there? Like, you didn't say anything on the air. And he's like, well, I've got it right here. And it started. So then in the 3 o'clock hour, he actually said the story. And did you say it in the 4 o'clock hour as well?
I did. Yes, I did say it in the 4 o'clock hour.
And then you just said it here and you put on the proper tone. But I recall, and we'll do it in the next segment as our Into the Archives, I recall this was probably a month ago or so, because we were at home, right?
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, we were home.
It was the Chinese Basketball Association, and it was you were trying to be super sad, but it was a story that didn't warrant that kind of sadness.
That's up to debate, I think.
All right. And then what else happened in that? Did you reel us into an awful take during something happened at the end of those headlines?
There's a pretty interesting kicker at the end of the headlines that involves.
Oh, I remember. I remember now. Okay.
It's something silly, though.
Yeah, I remember what it is. So we'll go into the archives in the next segment. You have weather, Solana?
I do. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy across the region. If you're in Miami, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. There are some scattered T storms across South Florida, specifically just a 60% chance of no rain in Miami. Humidity is through the roof at 89%. Air quality, however, is good. That is your weather.
All right, so we will go into the archives in the next segment and have a little bit of laughs. We deserve a little bit of laughs here and there. Here's something, though, that is nothing to laugh at. And if you're going through it, man, I know that you're not laughing. Coronavirus, obviously, this has changed the game for a lot of people. And so many people, finances and debt are a bigger worry than ever before. And if debt is taking over your life, you don't need to be judged. You need help. And that's where the Kaniuk Law Office comes in. Maybe your rent or your mortgage is due. Today's the second of the month. But because of the pandemic, you don't have income, or you're making a lot less than you used to, and bills are piling up, and you're frustrated and frightened and fearful. There is help available, and you should utilize help. It's the Kaniuk Law Office. That way you don't have to live with this overwhelming weight on your shoulders every day, 24 hours a day. Check out the Kaniuk Law Office. COVIDDebtProblems.com is the website. COVIDDebtProblems.com. Or you can call them and set up a free consultation. 561-292-2127. The truth is, bankruptcy might be your best option. There's no shame in it. You could stop the harassment from creditors. As soon as you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, the court will grant you an automatic stay protection, which orders creditors to back off. They can't contact you directly anymore. Filing bankruptcy stops harassing phone calls and other collection tactics, and you can stop foreclosure and keep your house and keep your possessions. But your first step is going to be contacting the Kaniuk Law Office. So again, the website, very easy, COVIDDebtProblems.com. COVIDDebtProblems.com. Ron Kaniuk has been practicing law for nearly 25 years. He's very active in the South Florida community. And I say every day, you don't want to go through an economic crisis, economic hardship without the assistance of an attorney. So I highly recommend you contacting the Kaniuk Law Office right now. Go to COVIDDebtProblems.com, or you can call them and set up a free consultation. 561-292-2127. 561-292-2127. Kaniuk Law Office, main office in Delray Beach, non-attorney spokesperson. We are going into the archives next on Hockman and Crowder. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. By the way, there is a new text line for the radio program. It is 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. All right. Should we go into the archives? So here's kind of what transpired today. Wes Unseld passed away, and he really is an NBA legend. And Solana didn't have the story in his first update at 2 o'clock. Was that just an error, or did you not think it was worthy?
Well,
and when I say you did not think it was worthy, we're doing a Miami radio show. Like, I get that part. So I'm just curious what went into the decision-making.
No, so every day I put together a list of headlines. I don't like to read every single one every hour. I like to mix them up. I was planning on paying our respect, sending our condolences to the Wes Unseld family, paying our respects to Wes Unseld, but we kind of ran out of time. Omar Kelly was coming on to talk a very serious and delicate topic. And you said, okay, you have any weather? And we just happened to skip it. I was planning on getting to it. We just kind of ran out of time.
All right. So what happened was, it started to get us thinking about, because that's one of the headlines where you go, oh, this is sad news. And in fact, I even think I say to you in here, that should be, that kind of tone should be saved for death, right? Because yes. It was something that wasn't worthy of his tone. But it actually, now I'm remembering what the payoff is. It was something towards the end. Like, that part was funny, but it was the end. That was the now, and I remember exactly what it is, too. So let's play the big open here as we go into the archives.
The
back into time. All right, so in our endeavor to go into the archives and give you something to laugh about or just replay something that was memorable at some point during our show, this falls into that category. Here is a, what was this, about 4 weeks ago, Solana, you think?
Probably a little before that. I'd say it was maybe late March. Ago. Maybe like late March.
All right. Yeah. All right. So in late
early
March.
Early in our home shows. Very early in our home.
That's right. This is early in our home show tenure. So here is, this is about 5 minutes. This is a sports headline. I think, am I correct in saying this is the 5 o'clock hour? Because I've listened to you all show do this really sad voice for a story that's not that sad.
I remember specifically this being the 3 or 4 o'clock hour. You normally get annoyed with me by 2:30. So, I mean, so it's not a surprise that it came this early in the show.
Let's all listen to this. Solana giving a very sad update where it doesn't need to be, and then it just takes a turn at the end. All right, let's get headlines here from Alejandro Solana because we've got a big, big guest in the next segment.
All right, guys, we'll start here. Some unfortunate news for sports in the United States because the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association, they have pushed their restart back until at least July. I believe this is the third time.
Why are you saying it like it's like so emotional for you?
Well, it's not emotional. The last time we spoke about this, you actually said, these were your words, that this would be a barometer to how the American sports leagues...
No. I understand. It's disappointing. I understand why it's disappointing. I'm just saying you've started both your updates in today's show with, we've got some unfortunate news. I mean, it sounds like you're reporting a death.
I'm not reporting a death. I will.
Well, I know that. That's why I'm pressing you on it.
You used the CBA as a barometer to American sports leagues returning.
Again, we covered that.
Right, and this is now the third setback for the CBA, which in turn means that the sports leagues in the United States, and obviously we'll find out.
No, I got you. You're explaining the story to me. I understand the story. I'm saying it's not worth the amount of sad emotion that you're putting into it when delivering said story. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'll try it again. The CBA has pushed the restart back until at least
July. Look, if you're announcing in the headlines a death, you go, we have some unfortunate news in the sports world. And we did yesterday, right? So that's how you say it. If you're announcing that the Chinese Basketball Association has pushed back their start date, well, I'm going to start out with a bummer here. Chinese Basketball Association has pushed back their start date. I'm just saying it's just a little bit different in the way that you approach it.
All right, I'll work on my delivery.
All right, work on your delivery.
Some unfortunate news here. La Tour de France has been postponed. No new dates set yet for the very popular French cycling race.
Okay.
The NHL has extended its self-quarantine recommendation for players and staff till April 30th.
Right, he was trying to get, like, he mentioned the Tour de France, and then he, just in case you didn't know what it was, he gave you, you know, like, the context, the very famous French cycling
race. You're over-explaining things today. What? Tour de France, what's that? The Tour de what, huh? What's that again?
For those of you that aren't as cultured as I am, I, of course, am talking about the famous French cycling race.
What's wrong with you?
Sportsbook FoxBet.com has the Dolphins favored in just 2 games for the upcoming season.
And some horrific news, FoxBet.com has the Dolphins only favored in 2 games. I mean...
MLS Commissioner Don Garber said...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It's one bad news after another.
Is exploring tournament format...
Oh, God, I can't even... I don't even want to tell you this. When Don Garber speaks.
And neutral site games for a potential return to play.
The 4 o'clock update is just you weeping.
Tour. Garber.
finally, guys. Hold on, let me settle.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
If you inhale a pee, it's possible.
Oh, why would you inhale a pee?
Who's doing this research? What are you talking about?
I am sweating.
This kid.
It's possible for it to sprout and grow while in your lungs.
Solana. Solana. It will never make it to your lungs.
Oh. All right, you have weather?
Quickly, that sports update was brought to you by True Green. Times are challenging right now, you think, in Miami, but True Green knows the grass will get greener. Call 855-300-9620 or go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your spring application. True Green will take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
Yeah, don't inhale a pee. I've been to funerals that have had less emotion than how you delivered those headlines. All right, you have weather. I got to get the George Shea.
Yeah, quickly here, guys. Right now in South Florida, 86 degrees, partly cloudy. We'll head over to our 90% chance it won't rain today in SoFla. That is your weather.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I was just thinking again. Oh, my goodness. We that needed to funny. Implement your quick. that was so great, man. That was so great. All right, there's a little look back into the archives from March when Solana was delivering very sad headlines for stuff that wasn't very sad. And then we got the pee story. All right. We needed that today, man. We needed that. All right. With everything going on right now, very important you keep your family and yourself safe. And you got to stay inside, practice good social distancing. But I've been telling you this. One of the things you don't have to distance yourself from is your grill. I think more people are grilling now than ever before. And there's some great news. You no longer have to go out and exchange your propane tank. That used to be the biggest hassle. The tank would become empty, and then you take it out, and the guy at the store, he can't find the key to the big container that has all the filled tanks. It's just it's like a whole thing. Now there's cinch.com. You go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and you get your next tank of propane for your grill delivered straight to your home. It just shows up at your home on the day you choose, by the way. You do it all online. I recently had a tank of Cinch delivered to my home. It is quick and easy. There's no contracts to sign. There's no delivery fees. You just go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. And again, you get your first tank exchange for just $10. Just $10. You go to cinch.com, use the promo code GETCINCH. That's how you get that first tank for just $10. Go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Use the promo code GETCINCH. I am telling you, you can save the hassle of driving around trying to find one of those filled tanks. Cinch handles it all. Now you save time and definitely money by ordering your first propane tank from cinch.com for just $10. Got to make sure you use that promo code GETCINCH, though. So stay put, stay safe, and stay grilling from cinch.com. And again, it's C-Y-N-C-H.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap things up here on Hockman and Crowder. Always good to hear some block rocking beats. Some of those block rocking beats.
I'll agree with you.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Enjoy yourself a little Funky Buddha. Maybe it's hard seltzer. Maybe it's a little Hop Gun, Floridian. Figure it out on your own. We had a loaded potato again today. Yesterday and today. Obviously, these are difficult times, difficult shows, and I'm really proud of the guests that have come on the last couple of days and bared their souls. That's not easy to do. And you know, when you talk about how you feel and really let listeners or readers into your story and how you're feeling, you're vulnerable, and it's not easy to do. And over the last couple of days, Calvin Hughes yesterday and Twan Russell yesterday, and then today, Omar Kelly in the 2 o'clock hour and Jason Jenkins, who's one of the executive VPs for the Miami Dolphins, in the 3 o'clock hour. Yeah, people come on that were bearing their souls. And I implore you, whether you think you don't agree with them or you think they're on the other side, although I don't understand how there could be a possible side it's hard to verbalize, but just listen. Like, go back and listen, and rather than discounting what people say, or rather than discounting when they tell you they feel a certain way or feel marginalized, rather than discounting it because it's not your experience, listen harder, open your eyes more. And so in that line of thinking, I invite you to, you know, use the podcast, the archives to listen to anything you may have missed. Twan Russell again and Calvin Hughes were excellent today. And you can use the radio.com because the rewind feature is up for 24 hours before you actually have to go into the archives and listen to stuff. So you can use the radio.com app. If you have it, we appreciate it. If you've never downloaded the radio.com app, do so. It's free. It allows you to listen to us whenever and wherever you want. But if you download the radio.com app, there's a rewind feature. You can go back around 2:15 this afternoon, 2:20 this afternoon. Omar Kelly joined us from the Sun Sentinel. He wrote a very personal commentary in the Sun Sentinel and discussed it with us today about, you know, growing up a black man and trying to make his way in journalism as a black man. And it's his story. So don't throw water on someone else's story, because unless you think he's just lying about his story, he's got a story to tell, and it's worth listening to. And Jason Jenkins from the Miami Dolphins, when he was on with us, you can use the rewind feature. It was about 3:20 this afternoon. Same thing. It's his story and his experiences, and I think they're important to listen to. And that's it. Like, just do yourself a favor, open your eyes, and be a listener for once. Instead of being a shouter, be a listener. We all benefit if people will listen.
Yes, and that's what this whole thing's about, to be honest. We've talked about it for 2 days, Hawk. Just let's figure it out together, because that's what it's going to take. One, if like you said, it's crazy to say sides, but the argument or the both sides or the whatever it is, it's going to take all those people. What we're going through right now with the social injustice, with everything that's going on, we need everybody on the same page to get these people out of the streets, to get the goods and the bads. You know, we've talked about that too. But really, we need everyone in this world to bring everybody to the same level. And we talked about it. We don't want special treatment. We don't want anybody treated different. We want everybody treated the same. Nobody down, nobody up. Everybody on an equal playing field. That's all anybody's asking for.
So we're both proud of the last couple of days of shows, but also really proud and grateful for our guests that are coming on and sharing stories, because I do think it's so important. And in the same line of thinking, it's also important that we do the show that we love to do. And so today, while we were tackling some difficult topics, we also had a very long discussion about rotisserie chicken. And you can go back and listen to that in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm not proud of it, but we did. And we talked about Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin has been awarded the zoo. Once I'm going to go through my notes from today's show. Mm-hmm. All right. Carol Baskin. She's what's her Big Cat Rescue? Is that her?
BCR.
I think it's called. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, BCR, Big Cat Rescue.
Did you watch Tiger King, Solana?
Yeah.
Because I know you're very active. Obviously, you went to the peaceful protests in Miami on Saturday. You are a millennial that is very active in social causes. You carry around a straw, a metal straw on your keychain because you don't want to use plastic straws. You want to save the sea turtles and don't want to create plastic and whatnot. So you're very socially conscious. Carol Baskin paints herself as an animal conservationist and like an animal care person. And I would imagine you are one also. Do you buy into what she is selling? Because her park looked exactly the same to me as Joe Exotic's park.
I wouldn't say it looked exactly the same.
It actually looked worse to me. It looked like the animals were in a worse condition.
But they're not being the animals might not be in the best conditions compared to a zoo that has much, much more funding. But what Joe Exotic was doing was allowing people to play with the tigers when they're babies, and that could be detrimental to their health as they grow. And then it was pretty well documented. Joe Exotic was just shooting tigers and lions he no longer wanted to take care for.
I'm with you, but she was also just capitalizing on having big cats in her possession. She was and wasn't paying her employees.
Right, exploiting her employees who were willingly working for free. There was one person in the documentary who said she worked there for like 20 years already or something like that, and she's never made a dime off of it. I think what Carol Baskin did better than Joe Exotic was use social media as a marketing tool to
curious if you got sucked into that, like if you bought what she was selling.
I think a lot of times people like to just immediately say zoos are bad for animals and they torture animals, but zoos have really contributed a lot in terms of science and in conservation for animals. But I don't think what Carol Baskin is doing, like, she might be saving these lions and tigers, but is she really profiting from it? Yes. Is she exploiting these tigers and lions the same way Joe Exotic did? Maybe not exactly the same way, but yes, she is doing essentially the same thing. She just used social media to kind of market herself in a better light.
I was waiting for you, Crowder, to give a quick, because I got sucked into something there again. Like, he just can't give a quick answer.
He just goes and goes. Listen, the best place for a damn animal is in their natural habitat out in the woods. Now, I go to the zoo. My kids love the zoo. We live across the street from a damn zoo, the Flamingo Gardens. We go over there to see the bear and the panther all the time. But they would be happier out there running around with their damn family somewhere in the damn Everglades. Come on now.
Yeah, but sometimes
they have a bear there?
Yeah,
he's a funny bear. He had like bad hips. He walks funny. He limps around. So yeah, he might not make it out there in the woods.
Is it just someone in a suit?
It might be, bro, because the bear is so, bro. His back legs.
Is it the same Wazzup person? Hey, did you ever find that, Solana? Weren't you looking for that for Into the Archives? The whole Wazzup.
Yeah, that it was around Christmas time. I have to go back.
All right. Yeah, find that one too.
But the bear has like baby hips on a full bear's body. It's real weird. And then the otters. Oh my, there's them otters over there, bro. They kill anything that touches the cage. Butterflies, lizards. I didn't know they were mean. Maybe they're mad because they're sitting in that damn cage. But bro, a lizard fell in there one time, and my kids were traumatized because the otter ran up and ripped his head off. No lie, we were there, and the otter killed the lizard and then started throwing him around in the air. It was just, my daughter was torn up about it.
All right. Well, anyways, I go through my show notes. I came out of the box talking about Udonis Haslam. Somehow went right into Carol Baskin and her being awarded Joe Exotic's zoo. Then somehow we got into a conversation about rotisserie chicken, because today is National Rotisserie Chicken Day. And I was talking about how back in my day, the Kenny Rogers Roasters and Boston Chicken had delicious rotisserie chickens. And you cannot find one person that does not love a good rotisserie chicken. I think we're all in agreement on that.
Vegans?
Oh, that's a good point. You got me there.
You can't find somebody that likes chicken but says, oh, I don't deal with that.
There you go. Because we were also today talking about pizzas. Oh, this is interesting. I don't know if it's true, but our friend Chef Willie texted in. He said, because we were talking about Little Caesars. You had a story, Solana, about Little Caesars today. What was the story? They've got cheesy crazy bread.
They're crazy bread. They're one-upping. They're crazy bread. They're debuting cheesy crazy bread.
Right, and crazy bread is delicious. And Little Caesars, I was saying, is underrated. And Crowder saying it's overrated, or it shouldn't even be rated.
No, it's cardboard.
Well, Chef Willie who I believe is a chef at Houston's, which is fantastic food.
Yeah.
Chef Willie said that that Little Caesars is the only national pizza chain that makes their dough in the stores fresh every day.
Well, they need to go to what the other people do and get it shipped in because that dough is cardboard, Willie.
So you don't want to back off? You don't want to back off your thought? Well, because and I think we stumbled into something, too, because I was saying one of the benefits of Little Caesars is that it is hot now. You walk into any other store. If I go to the stationery store and I say, I would like some nice stationery and a pen, they go, okay, here you go. If I walk into the clothing store and I say, I would like a pair of jeans, they go, okay, here you go. You walk into any pizza shop and you go, I would like a pizza, they're shocked. They're like, oh, all right, let's make one. What do you want on it? It's like they can't believe someone's coming in to get a pizza. But you go to Little Caesars, you go, hey, I'd like a pizza. They go, here you go. I mean, you got to give them points for that.
No, Hawk, because stationery and boots don't perish. It's not perishable. Pizzas go bad, and that's why it's so damn hard at the bottom of those Little Caesar pizza. That's why he needs that damn sword to stick through him. He has the big spear to stick through him because nothing else will stick through those hard-ass, old-ass pizzas.
But when you walk into a pizza store, do you not want a pizza?
Yes, I want my cheese. All right, is
there only one pizza store that you can walk in, say, I'd like a pizza, and they hand you a pizza immediately? I mean, you got to give them credit for that.
Bro, think about, okay, it's not immediate, but you go to Blaze Pizza, you pick your own crap, and they cook it, and it's ready in a minute and a half. Boom.
Huh. Right, but the moment that you make that order, they're making the pizza for you. Like they're never surprised. You walk into any pizza place, yeah, I'd like to get a pizza. Oh, now? Huh? Yeah, I'm here. You're a pizza place.
They don't even make them at Little Caesars. They make them at their house, the manager, and brings them to Little Caesars and puts them under a lamp.
So we had that conversation. Then somehow we got into a conversation about Dennis Haysbert. It's his birthday today. He's the Allstate guy, and he had a run-in with Crowder. Old Haysberg.
He's out there trying to get people in car wrecks. He's swerving around, trying to use Allstate. Yeah, man, I don't fool with that guy.
Then we talked about Conor McGregor. He eats bees for breakfast. Played a little Cheers 2 today, and then we had a movie review and something like that. So there you go. If you missed any of the show, it's all up there on the radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. We appreciate everyone that's so kind to join us these last couple of days, and we'll continue to do the same tomorrow. So there you go. Nice job today as well, Dan Day and Jay Figg, who made her return to the show. Solana, of course, as well. Everybody, thank you for listening. Stay safe, and we will speak with you mañana.
So Gutenberg has a baby leg, huh?
I wished I was the duck. I was ready to get some ducking going on.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's
need, need.
All, folks.
You need to need.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!